You have to feel good about the last few games, erasing a three-goal deficit to win an OT in Fayetteville, then taking a game in the shootout. Are you feel, Dan, like you're closer to where you want to be, you know, chemistry-wise?
I think we've been getting there for quite a while, longer than results have shown, the last month or 6 weeks or so. You know, one thing that's a big focus for us right now, we're playing pretty good hockey, I think. We have opportunities in games to kind of step on the throat, to kind of put it out of reach for other teams. And we're continually finding ourselves in these very, very close games because we're not taking advantage of those opportunities.
Talk about bringing back Nate O'Brien, a defenseman. He played a lot last year. He went to the semifinals with the Dogs. Good to have someone like that back on defense, someone who's, like, you know, sort of been to the mountaintop.
Absolutely. And I mean, you can't get a better locker room guy, a teammate, than Nate O'Brien. So not even just what he brings on in the ice, which is a ton of energy and good heads-up hockey, but what he brings to our locker room is huge, too.
You're getting good, pretty good goaltending, too. Henry Dill coming up big for you?
Yeah, excited that he stepped in and kind of, you know, a little bit of a stressful situation for us, and he stepped in and kind of taken over pretty good the last few games. We're excited to get Jake healthy, and as far as we're concerned, the way things are going right now, we're going to have a great 1-2 punch back there.
Just a couple more questions. We're talking with Roanoke Royal Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Well, you guys are not at the bottom of the league anymore. You're a point up on Birmingham, and you have a home-and-home series or home-and-away series with the Bulls this weekend. How are you guys motivated to put some distance between those two teams and this weekend?
It's definitely something we've talked about, but, you know, a big thing for us is staying the process regardless of who we're playing. We recognize that these next two games and then the following weekend we have Macon for two games as well. We recognize the significance of it, so, you know, it should only add to the energy we bring. But as far as, you know, how we're playing, I want to continue the same process we've been going through.
And I guess you want to improve overall on your away record anyway. It's like 3-8 or something, so that's something else I guess you want to just pick up on also, right?
Of course. I mean, all aspects. I think the big thing is, I think if we take it one shift at a time, one period at a time, the way that we've been playing, that's where success is going to come from. Don't look at the big picture of the record or the opponent. You know, we'll take what we need to from our pre-scout, and then we go out there and we play dogs hockey.
Wasn't Birmingham one of the better teams in the league last year?
They made it to the finals. Birmingham was a very good team, definitely a top half team. We played well against them last year. And, you know, it's always year to year at this level. It's tough to say. I think the league in general, every team, is playing very good hockey right now.
That's what I wanted to bring up is Birmingham. They're on the bottom this year. So does that just sort of show you the topsy-turvy nature of the SPHL and player turnover, things like that?
It does to a degree. But, you know, you see the same successful teams rising to the top, Peoria, Pensacola, always up there in the top half. So, It's definitely different every year. It's hard to say the reason why Birmingham has fallen off a bit or if it's just every other team has kind of pushed their way above them.
You want another good crowd at home this weekend and just good kind of cheer you guys on, huh?
Of course. You know, we hear the crowd here. It's the loudest crowd in the SPHL, and we always love the support in our home building.